From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media that on June 13th, Executive Director Tim Mattis told the authority's Board of Commissioners that the Hudson Housing Authority has lost close to $750,000 in back rent over the past 15 years. Mattis said rent losses have averaged between $15,000 and $30,000 every year for the past 10 years. Bliss Towers, located on North 2nd Street in Hudson, is managed by the Hudson Housing Authority under the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Authority board member Peggy Polenberg blamed former executive director Jeff First's administration for failing to collect back rent. First was at the helm of the authority for more than two decades and retired in December 2016. Mattis was hired in September and implemented an eviction policy soon thereafter. Under that policy, Mattis said, tenants must pay their rent by the 6th of the month. If the rent is not paid, a letter notifies the tenant that they have 14 days to pay. After 14 days, a notice is sent to an attorney and the eviction process begins. The Hudson Housing Authority is now also using the Hudson Police to run background checks on potential tenants, Mattis said. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. William J. Kimball is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The State Public Service Commission on June 14th approved a Central Hudson request to raise usage rates but reduced the monthly fixed rate for electricity. A Central Hudson spokesman noted the new usage rates are lower than the utility initially requested. Under the approved three-year plan, usage rates for electricity will increase by 1% the first year, 2.8% the second, and 4% the third. Natural gas usage rates will go up 1.5% the first year, 3.6% the second, and 4.4% the third. The monthly fixed rate for electricity will drop by $3 the first year, $1 the second, and an additional 50 cents the third year. The utility originally requested an electric rate increase of more than 11%, but following a meeting with watchdog groups in April, Central Hudson revised the proposal to include rates that were ultimately approved by the commission. Also under the approved plan, Central Hudson will eliminate all fees associated with customer payment made by credit or debit card or at walk-in locations. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Diane Walden is reporting for the Columbia paper on the details around the application under review by the COPEC Planning Board submitted by the Connecticut-based company to build a gas station and convenience store at the intersection of State Route 23, County Route 7, and Carryville Road in the hamlet. JRGH Incorporated is hoping to build a 3,240-square-foot store with 12 fueling stations with access to State Route 23. Neighbors in the area are concerned about the increased traffic at what they say is an already dangerous intersection. A traffic study submitted by GRJH in support of its application determined the market would generate 73 new vehicle trips during the morning peak hours and 78 new vehicle trips during the afternoon, and drivers using the intersection after the store is built will experience, and I quote, a maximum increase of vehicular delay less than 5 seconds on any movement, end quote. The study found the intersection conditions do not meet the minimum requirements for the installation of a traffic light. The public hearing on the application remains open. The COPEC Planning Board July 5th meeting has been canceled. The board will revisit the GRJH application at its next meeting, 7 p.m. August 2nd at Town Hall. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. Larry Rulison is reporting for the Times Union. Charter Communications has been fined $2 million by the State Public Service Commission for failing to expand its cable network quickly enough in New York. Charter is required to expand its network to provide more high-speed internet service options to state residents under the terms of an agreement with the PSC as a condition of Charter's 2016 merger with Time Warner Cable. The expansion is supposed to bring high-speed internet to 145,000 New Yorkers. The PSC previously ruled that thousands of addresses Charter claimed it had expanded to were not eligible under the agreement and threatened to levy a fine of $1 million. On June 14th, the PSC found the company did not correct the problem in time and fined Charter an additional $1 million. Charter operates its cable TV, internet, and phone services under the Spectrum name. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For weather reports and more community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Gray. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.